is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hey, trouble in my mind, why? Bada me, Lord.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Print Masters, Raw Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
Nobody no believe, and it hurts my heart. Turn the lights on, the world so dark. 'Cause I believe that love is everlasting.
Listen, it's like I love you. Good afternoon, good day, happy Thursday. It's a Talking Heads Thursday here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Yes, this is your boy Burley in the house. So good to be here with you. Oh, God is good. God is good. So good to be here with you. But before we get started, before we do anything, let's figure out, you got to be Talking Heads. I want to hear from you today. Whatever you want to talk about, we have an open line today. We're just going to talk. But let me tell you how you got to do that.
Here's how you can become a Talking Head, brought to you by BTC.
Two simple ways. First, you pick up your phone and you dial 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. 325-4259. 325-4259. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. And if you don't want to talk, fine, text me. Text line is powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. 422-4796. Let me hear from you. Let me hear what you got to say. Let's get into it. Let's get right into it today. Great to be here. So good to be here. Thank God that we had no deaths from Hurricane Melissa. Some damages, a lot of water stuff in the central Bahamas. We'll talk a little bit about that. But let's thank God that our people are safe so far, so good. Let's find out what's going on in the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
In the Guardian, Melissa lashes Bahamas. Central and Southern Islands hit with strong winds and rain from a Category 1 storm. PM, Bahamas will rebuild after Melissa. Former death row inmate released after 35 years. And FNM to contest a by-election. And here in the business section, take a quick look here. PM, automatic exchange of financial information bill ensures Bahamas meets highest global standards. When investors choose the Bahamas in 2025, they are choosing a nation with no blacklist to worry about. Davis, financial services industry is booming. Turnquest, MSME Act could insulate smaller firms from political changes in government. There you have it. So what's going on, everybody? It's out there, it's a little hot. Melissa's out of the Bahamas, but now time to clean up. But you know, I want to take this minute and say my prayers and extend our prayers to our friends in Jamaica, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Cuba, who all were my former housekeeper lost her whole house. She lives in St. Elizabeth in Jamaica, lost her. I mean, I say she lost everything. Everything and you know, it brings back stuff that happened with Dorian and for people like that. And boy, these natural disasters are not good. But let's keep everybody in our prayers. Let's pray that God gets everybody through this, and that we rebuild quickly as possible. And let's pray that that's the last one for the year. That's the last one. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any more hurricanes to come in our good country, or anywhere in the Caribbean for that matter. So. What's going on? We got a caller. Let's get right to it. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hi, good day. How are you, Burley?
I am good, my brother. What's happening?
Burley, I've been trying to understand something for a long time.
Well, let me see if I can help. I can't promise, but I can try.
For open lines.
Okay.
This goes all the way off of what you're talking about.
Okay.
Now, this goes with the banking system.
Okay.
we own the Bank of the Bahamas. The government, the Bank of the Bahamas is the government's own, or the people's own, right?
Yes, the people's bank, yeah.
Why are they matching the interest rates of the banks that are not Bahamian? They're giving us 0.025%. And if you want more money to stay in the country and the people to shop, like they always tell us, shop Bahamian.
Yes.
Why don't you raise the interest rate so we can start to get a piece of this pie?
That, you know what? That's
not going to be Bank of the Bahamas if they're doing 0.025%.
You know, that's a good question. That troubles me too. And I don't want to know. I don't want to say maybe there's the liquidity. There's too much money in the country. You know, supply and demand. You know, if the supply is very high and demand isn't high, you know, I don't know.
Tell us.
Yeah, they should tell us, because, and that's a very good question. You know, and one of these days, you know, you just gave me an idea. I'm going to see if I could get a couple of bankers on so we can have a conversation and bring some clarity and some, you know, to ask the right questions.
What is telling me? They don't want us to have a piece of this pie. Because they could do it through bank, not just going out there, building apartments, invest, waking, and shop, somebody shop and say, you're getting a piece of the Bahamian pie. We should also be able to get it through banking.
Well, let me, I'm going to reach out to Brother Bo, a good friend of mine, and see if I could get him to come on, or I think he's with Fidelity, and which is also partly Bahamian owned. And I'm going to see if I could get a couple other bankers so we can have this conversation properly, and so y'all can ask the right questions, because really, you don't have all the answers to this one.
Yeah, that's a rough one, man.
Yeah, but I hear your point, and I hear your point. And if you want to encourage more savings, you know, you got to make it a little more attractive, and maybe you can explain to me why the rates are so low.
And cause people to do more banking there to keep the money in the country.
Yeah.
But they always talk about how the money going out of the country.
Yeah.
But they're offering you nothing.
Yeah. I know the feeling. I understand.
Okay.
All right, brother. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Great. How you doing?
I'm right here, my brother. What you saying?
Boy, so glad Hurricane Melissa ain't come this way.
Boy, listen. You see what Imelda, that's what the last one was? I might pronounce it correctly. All that flooding we had, you imagine if she hit us?
I watch, man. I'm on YouTube, right?
Uh-huh.
In Jamaica, I saw the water was actually above a two-story house. Just the tip of the roof was showing.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, your co-worker, you only was 4'1".
Yeah.
You know, he ain't going to make it. You know, see, he ain't going to make it. He wouldn't make it in that one. Man on board.
Boy, listen, it was rough because, you know, when I spoke to my former housekeeper, her husband called and said, the roof gone. I said, what do you mean? All he could see is sky. And then he come back and said they lost everything. He's actually sleeping in his car, because the roads, he can't get out. And hopefully, you know, he'll be able to get out and get, he has a daughter that lives in Kingston. Maybe he could get to her soon, or some other family members that don't live too far away. But I you know, just to hear him, and I know him well, you know, to hear the pain in his voice, you know, brought tears to my eyes. So, you know,
that was a bad one.
Yeah.
And guess what? I don't think us in the capital, in New Providence, could have taken that hurricane, you know. Because,
no.
You know, if the capital falls, everything else falls.
Yeah, so, you know, we got to, yeah, I agree. And it's not a good thing, but thank God. It didn't do the Bahamas away. I do pray for my friends in Jamaica, but boy, it was rough.
Yeah, we dodged a bullet on that one.
I see some. I don't know if the videos I saw with shark and alligator and all in the middle of the road.
No, yeah, they did say some alligators were actually coming in certain areas.
Yeah, I saw some videos showing that. I was like, I hope this ain't AI, because right now you don't know what is what.
No, wait. It wasn't AI, because
okay.
I was actually watching it.
Uh-huh.
I actually was watching people driving their trucks when the water was like above the window.
Wow.
I saw one or two idiots outside, and then when they were walking in the road, then they started running, then the roof blowing behind them. You watch that one?
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah, you need to watch that one. The whole roof actually blew right behind the individuals.
They're lucky.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, okay.
All I say is, look at that, you know what.
Yeah, I know. Don't say it on radio.
All right, brother.
I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Callie on the air, how you doing? Papa, boy, I was in your area the other day, but I was only there for 3 minutes, and your brother tell me come see you, but I tell him, I can't come there for 3 minutes. I got to come where we can sit down and break bread. So
that
someone come hail you.
That sound better.
Someone come hail you.
Pearly.
Yes, sir.
When I asked my daughters them about the videos on TikTok and Facebook from Jamaica,
uh-huh.
They said, Daddy, that's AI. I said, but it sounds so real. Why would they fake that like that?
Boy, I don't know.
They good with entertainment. I said, but why would they fake that? But she's saying, Daddy, the sign right there saying AI.
Okay.
And the shock with a woman explaining, saying she said the crocodile and said it's real and all that stuff.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Pearlie,
uh-huh.
I was wondering, your friend, you talk about in Jamaica, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I understand the government are behemoths is over there. They work with some kind of deal, so they could still be eaten and being okay until they come back to Nassau, right?
Yeah.
They say some of the ministers, tourism and all that, they are the prime minister.
Yeah. So, yeah, the betting party.
At the same time they pay that bill, they would give Jamaica a donation. You know, if I was them Jamaicans and I was here in the Bahamas, I'm glad people are willing to pray for us, but I don't hear no praying for us. You can continue to pray, but we need some large room.
No, I know what you mean, but in credit where credit due now. When uh-huh. Dorian hit,
uh-huh.
we had people from different Caribbean islands come
yeah,
and
yes,
help
yes.
us.
Billions of dollars and a lot of stuff waste on the dock.
Yeah, I know that, but I know so when I know and where I live and my uh-huh. and we had some issues. Fellas from the British Virgin Islands was there, and I uh-huh. had a conversation with them, and they actually helped me.
So
I had an issue with my house.
Because I didn't finish. Why interject? I think you're saying something. What you mean?
No, I mean saying...
Agreements, what I can't go say, although you can't read my mind?
Go ahead, my brother. Let me hear you.
I don't really hear what you're saying. You're agreements or something? You think that's not what I say?
No, you're saying... You,
what I'm
yeah.
saying is that when they pay that bill to that hotel or whatever, that's a good opportunity to send them some funds or help them. I know our BC and BPL and all of the people, what's how they do in the Caribbean? They help one another, right?
Yeah.
I just want to insist or suggest to our government, that's what they really need, too. I think they need some different things, food, different things. A Lajum could do a lot.
Maybe they cancel one of them trips and take that money and send it.
You're talking about them, right? If not the Guardian radio station, right?
Uh-huh.
Then maybe the talk show. So get the permission from the Guardian station. They get one group over here named Hummingbirds or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Them from years ago.
Yeah, I think,
let's
yeah.
see if we could raise the fund. Let's see how much us behemoths will give $1, $2 or whatever, or have some things we want to send. We can put them together, let the Hummingbird people them come for it and give them. I mean, come on.
No, I know. I mean, I agree. I know one thing. We're going to help our people. We're going to help my friend. We're going to help them rebuild that house as best we can, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, your friend in Jamaica, you mean it?
Yeah, we can help them.
We can help our own people too, but you know.
Yeah, listen, I get my family in Nagua.
If you all agree, encourage it or whatever. I know we don't have to tell you all what to do. You all know how to help you all people, and I'm sure you all doing something with it. I just would like for our behemoths to get involved with it, you know? Sperly, you work in public relations and stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
You're a public relations man.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay. You hear where I could be wrong.
Uh-huh.
One former employee at the Guardian, I think that's McCartney. I think I hear his voice. He worked at IRCA now.
He's one of the big bosses at IRCA, yes.
Okay, when he used to be a talk show, I'm not sure. I barely could remember. I thought him and Dwight was one of those person talk shows who was saying what the government is doing in this election is a bunch of foolishness. So you're a public relations man. Maybe you understand more than us. You can tell us why it is important that the government leave it this way, that when it's election, we can't talk nothing but politics on the radio. We can't do this. We can't do that. I don't think that makes sense. I want to know what your opinion on it. And let's see if you can help them.
I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in freedom of speech.
So you don't agree with them stopping us from talking politics or whatever. They could close the bars, but don't stop us from talking on the
radio.
Well,
on election day, I think I don't have a problem with the rules of election day that you don't talk it on the radios and stuff because it could get a bit contentious.
You disagree with me. You agree with what Warren McCartney and Erica said.
I agree with Warren McCartney, yes.
That's why I said you're a public relations man. You might appreciate what he's saying more than us.
Yeah.
So change public relations like you. Maybe you could educate us why we need to. I understand why the bars should be closed until 6 or tell the polls closed. But this thing, but we can't talk. That's a bunch of foolishness. Because
wait, no, one thing I learned, right?
Uh-huh.
One thing I learned.
Uh-huh.
Arguing religion and politics could get really nasty, and people really could get very, very contentious, could get very passionate.
Well, what's the difference with the day before and the day before?
If me and you were out PLBF&M today, uh-huh. it ain't going to be as bad as me and you are with a couple hours before the polls close and we ain't sure what can happen. It gets a little hot.
You're right, but I think they need to look into it more. Maybe sometime if we run out or something, you just cut us or whatever, but I don't agree.
I understand what you're saying.
Pearly.
I got you. All right, let me read this text. Good day, Pearlie. I know you have already bought 20 bucks to win those two cars at St. Francis Xavier in raffling, but it's too late. Those cars, I go to St. Francis, you know that car. Listen, I don't have luck when it comes to raffles. I do it as a part of the donation to the church or the cause to help out because I could use that car. I really could use that car. Pearlie, can you get C. Allen to provide his new contacts? I want to talk to him privately. I want to know if he wants to do what I and some friends propose before we speak to the Guardian Radio or others. All right, I'll speak to C. Allen. see what it says here. Good afternoon, Purdy. Thank God he spared us during Melissa and there were no deaths. I hear talks about our government helping other countries. Please remind the PLP government the charity begins at home. I know firsthand that Bahamian contractors are not being paid at all by the Ministry of Works. You mean to tell me that you work a job for the last year, 2024, and nearly 2026, and no payment to date? There are scores of contractors in the same position. Pay them first before we send our money abroad. And finally, good afternoon, Pearly. Every other day, the power goes off in Eleuther for hours. Schools have to be dismissed, and Minister of Education is not saying anything. It's so bad. The power went off in the bottom of the second inning and came back on the bottom of the ninth with two out. Trust me, I ain't trying to be facetious, but you ain't missing nothing. My Dodgers lost. I think you mean to do that, the master. I mean, I have a feeling I know who that is. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Well,
yes, sir.
He's saying, man.
I right here.
The thing with the election, where the Warren McCarthy is talking about, what all about?
You can't do political advertisement on election day, and I think they tell the talk shows you can't talk politics or talk that on the election. And I have to be fair. I have to read up on the law.
Police lock you up.
I don't think lock you up, but you can get in problems with IRCA.
But that means eventually you get locked up if you don't conform.
Well, the law is the law. I guess if you break the law, you have to pay the penalty.
The penalty is getting locked up.
I ain't sure about getting locked up. You keep saying getting locked up, but I ain't sure about that. It would put the radio station at a disadvantage. It would put the radio station who could possibly receive fines, stuff like that. And you know, the law say you can't do it. You just do what the law say.
That means no incarceration for persons who do.
I don't think it's incarceration is involved in that. I think it is heavy fines for the radio station or the media house.
I know one election, I think it was Lady Russell.
Oh, I don't remember.
She lost her job at JNS or something like that.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, for the same thing.
I don't know if it's for that, but I don't know if it's for talk. I don't know if it's for talking politics on election day, but I understand what you're saying. I reserve my comment on that one.
I'm not supposed to say anything on election day radio stations or anybody, right?
Well, the radio. Let me. If I can be clear, and I hope I'm saying it right here, that you cannot have political ads running on radio and television stations, and you're not supposed to have a talk show based on the politics of that day. But me and you can sit out in Chippin Arm on the park and talk politics.
But no radio stations. But they're going to check this out. Uh-huh. So why must radio stations not do it, right? When the government, politicians who are in all the assembly, every year, what they're supposed to do.
Say that again. I ain't quite understand.
Every year, uh-huh. They're supposed to let us know how much money they get.
Or they're supposed to disclose.
And none of them never disclose.
No. You can't say none. Some of them don't disclose. Not the majority. There's a few. Most of them disclose. I know. Okay, I had asked that question to Michael Pinder, and he said all the FNM parliamentarians are disclosed. I know a lot of the PLP parliamentarians disclose. There are a few who have not disclosed.
So the few who didn't, right? So what is the penalty for them?
Nah, I don't know. I'd have to check. I think I need to double check what the penalty is for that. But it's you're supposed to disclose, and if you don't disclose, there is a penalty for that. Yes, sir.
Man, come on, man. You in politics. What do you mean? That
don't mean I know the law on disclosure. That don't mean I know what the penalty is.
Man, come on, man.
Why are you messing with me like this today? Huh? Callie on the air. How you doing?
Man.
All right, yeah, what's that?
Man, listen, speaking of your previous caller talking about AI, right?
Uh-huh.
Please tell me that's an AI-generated video with Lincoln being the candidate, the FNM candidate, or the candidate, Brian Rule, who has never done nothing in Golden House.
Brother, I don't know. I saw it, and I said that got to be AI. Some people tell me that is not AI. If you ask them, they'll tell you that's AI.
But this ain't the first time. This is the second interview where he had, and he called his candidate.
You called the wrong name. Boy,
so
that's...
You did a whole interview. It's like, what, 5, 6, 7 minute interview?
Yeah.
And you called the man name wrong 5 times?
No, it wasn't. I don't know. I think it was 2 or 3 times. It wasn't 5.
Come on, it's more than that. It's more than that. But, you know, I want to encourage the people of Golden Arch, right?
Uh-huh.
They want you all to come, you know, take a look at what happened and rest in and bring me up to the by-election. The
promises.
put behind them. They give the people of West End and Bimini everything they want until after the by-election.
Yep.
Election finished. Bush crack. The whole team going.
Say what you like. Do what you like. Still got you going my way.
Yeah, so people are in Golden Isles, take a drive to West End or go to Bimini.
Yeah.
That's all.
I hear you, brother. I hear you loud and clear. This is Pearly, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Talking Head says we can take this last call. Let me go to break. Okay, Mr. Producer. Call you on there. How you doing?
Yes, hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
How you doing? I wish I'd hold till after the break. But
you know what? Let me. You want to hold till after the break?
Yes.
Okay, take a hold. Mr. Producer, put him on hold till after the break. We're going to take a quick break right now. This is Pearly on Talking Heads Thursday, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. When we get back, we can take that call up. We'll be right back.
And Walker's key. So come go with me. To be my knee.
Everybody, come on, let me hear ya. Do it.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Feeding the crew? Fueling the cravings? There's something for everyone with the new KFC Fill-Up Box. Serving 6 juicy pieces of chicken, 4 buttery biscuits, crispy fries to share, and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC Fill-Up Box. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
How often should you change your oil in your car? Every 3,000 miles or 3 months? Definitely by the time the light come on. A car needs oil just like we all need water. Let Muffler World change your oil and oil filters to help you keep your ride on the road. Regular oil changes will save your car's engine. Stop by Muffler World on Mackey Street or Robinson Road to have your car's oil changed in no time flat. Muffler World on Mackey Street is open on Saturdays 8 to noon.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Stag Lee and Billy, two men who gambled lit. Stag Lee threw a 7, Billy swore that he threw 8. Stag Lee told Billy, I can't let you go with that. See, you done won all my money and my brand new Stetson hat.
Stag Lee. here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM is the Talking Heads. Before we get the focus on NRG cable location, if you are exercising on the Cable Beach Strip or in Goodman's Bay, stop by after your workout for a smoothie or breakfast. Be sure to stop by for lunch for fresh, healthy sandwiches and wraps, salads with protein or hot plates, fresh and made to order. Call 603-5261 or order online, www.nrgbahamas.com, and be sure to select the correct location for pickup. If you can't park, request curbside delivery when you arrive. Tropical Gyros is on the move. They'll be closed this Saturday, November 1st, as they prepare to reopen in a bigger and better Rosetta Street location, right across from Cellular World. Enjoy the same great flavor, now with comfortable seating. Tropical Gyros, bigger, better, and still delicious. One of my favorites. Boy, read this text, and then I get you right now, Seattle. Give me 2 seconds. Pearly, all that money they paid Otani, and they lost. See, you know, we can get to that in the 5 o'clock break, all right? Because obviously we ain't spending enough. Maybe we need to spend more money. Let's see. Ooh, that's a lot. The election day is stupid. Dumb law. The government needs to change it. Now I understand why the people in Spanish Wales are not in neutral rejection. Clay rejected Clay in the past. His weakness. Remember, you know something? Your grammar terrible. Do you know why the talk show host who was on before you carrying on like this now? So rude and rowdy against the callers when he is on TV and the night. Eyewitness News beyond the headline. He carries on like a decent person. He's so on. But you know something? I kind of have to agree with my colleague. I listened to it. And that person who he told him to hang up, they was carrying on wrong. And I have to agree with God on that. Maybe he's taking it personal. No. I ain't going to let you do that thing. Caller, you are on the air. See, Alan, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing? Naughty.
Listen. This is the better looking. This is the good looking one. This is the good looking one. Let's get it right, okay?
Okay. So let me just say, on what the people said with that caller, right? The caller called because he basically says that when I call the show, and they told me that they'll give me 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then they give me a very specific time to call. I call back at that specific time, and 2 minutes into the show, they cut me.
Okay.
So the caller only called to ask the question when he was cut.
Okay. Why? I didn't hear that piece. Okay.
You know, right. He asked them, you guys said you're going to give C. Allen Johnson 5 minutes. Why did you cut him off at 2 minutes?
Okay.
And then God says, cut him.
Oh, that's what it is. All right, I understand.
Yeah, right. He was just asking why I get 2 minutes. I'm not going to touch on that, right?
Okay.
Because my wife in the house say, I just talk about all the things we talk about, and after I sharpen my points, I just talk to the people and don't let them know that she's the smartest one in the house.
And I believe she is, but I excited her.
She says she's the metal sharpened metal.
Uh-huh.
She says I be sharpening up all your points. You going all in the radio
and getting all the credit.
In the Bahamas praising you.
Listen, I know, and you know who's the sharp one in the house, so I ain't got nothing to say.
Right. So, just let me say now. Let me just run to my few points.
Okay.
The crocodiles you saw, they were not alligators. They were crocodiles.
Crocodiles, you're correct. Real. They were crocodiles, yes.
Yeah, they were real. The sharks were not.
Okay.
Right. And so once you understand that. So, by the way, you know, you're talking about the by-election. You
yes.
could understand the by-election if you spell it correct.
Now, you know what? We had a conversation about that. Somebody says B-Y-E. Someone say B-Y. Someone say B-I. Which one is it?
It's B-U-Y.
B-U-I?
B-U-Y.
B-U-Y. B-U-Y. Election?
The government intends to buy the election like they did in West End.
I thought it was, in my opinion, when you say bi-weekly, bi-monthly, and so I thought it was by-election because there's an election in between general elections.
Depends whether you use English, whether you use Western English or UK English, okay. Spell it B-Y or B-Y-E.
But, I mean, in the Constitution, I think they have B-Y-E in there, if I remember.
That's because at the time it was, we have then merged with Western culture so much because that was from the English, our colonization and the way we used to think, like how we used to spell labor with a U and all the stuff we do now.
Yeah.
Right, so... What happens is, when it is a B-U-Y, and I just want to know, we know what it is in Western Bahamas.
We know what happened. I saw that personally, what happened. Boy, that somebody dropped down there. Anyway.
Right. You know, because what they did is they came, spend a lot of money, but nothing has happened. promises was of $440 million worth of promises was made, and less than $2 million have been of it as actually implemented.
But I believe that. I believe that.
I can document it. Let me say it was promised.
Okay.
A new clinic was promised for West End and for 8 Mile Rock as well as Bimini.
Uh-huh.
A new school beyond the one that was there. They hadn't finished building. They haven't finished building that either.
What about that government complex? That opened up properly yet?
No, that hasn't. No, it's open. I don't even know if it has certificate of occupancy. They even got a library in there, but not even a single book in it. And and they haven't bought the desk or anything for the place. I mean, it was all pageantry, right?
Yeah.
And so, because remember when they had the, the cabinet meeting there?
Yeah.
They used nothing but borrowed chairs and
tables. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Yeah.
Right. And so a seawall was promised for 8 Mile Rock and Western hasn't been done. Defense Force location base, a new police station, a new ambulatory care facility, an expansion of the clinics. Literally speaking, and this is between two, a new airport for West End was promised.
Okay.
A new dock for the fishermen. I'm telling you, you could document it, and the value of that time was $440 million worth of promises.
They can get it done, you know. It's election time, but they can get it done. Yeah, man.
Monday, when they finished the park, that Pintard had started doing that process, and they made him stop.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
They even finished that.
That grew back up then.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying to you. It's just, so it's a by-election, but it isn't an election for the people. But
a bully election. I call it a bully.
Once they nominate, we can actually talk, because I want people to understand that this lays the basis for the election process up until May. So you could count the month. You could count the month of December, January, February, March, and April, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at best case, we have about 6 months, because the Progressive Party promised
surplus.
A surplus, uh-huh. Right? And clearly the economic picture has not been meaning that, because they didn't ask Donald Trump and the world economy to cooperate with them. And so they will be the deficit. Remember, to have a surplus, you must not borrow any money. You can't borrow money and use it as a surplus. So that means that when they start borrowing these hundreds of millions of dollars to supplement it, they cannot go to June budget and May, for them to see the gaping hole, the gaping hole in it. That's why. So essentially what this is this is simply Brave Davis wanting to see how the people respond. But the problem is that the micro and macro issues in Golden Isles is not the same as the rest of the Bahamas, especially on the islands. And I know we have these political pundits, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a data person. They tell you how they feel, what they believe, what they think, what they was told, and what they dream.
You and the numbers.
I kind of like to know and like to go on what I know. But one point I wanted to talk to you about before I go. You spoke about the banking. And so, yes, I can tell people, if you go to the post office, the post office gives 5%. But I think that's limited to, what, $5,000 or $10,000.
It's not a lot. It's limited.
A lot of people don't understand that it's a bank. But people like me are seeking to enter the market in the form of a neo-banking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully my coming government will understand the digital future of the world, and I know I'll have it done. But even before then, I will still make my attempt.
Okay.
But that's the problem that you have. You spoke about this lazy money and this dead money, mm-hmm. and you're correct. There's probably about $3 billion, $3.5 billion in lazy money, and that's what you call the liquidity that sits in the central bank that isn't going out, because there's no economic picture that puts behemoths in a position to borrow except for small consumer loans. Because essentially, if all you have to do is look at a person's salary and divide by 3 and times by 100, and that's how much house they can afford. So if they're making, or if they even want a $300,000 house without insurance, without life insurance and house insurance, a $200,000 house will cost them $2,000 a month. That means they have to make $6,000 a month to pay for that. If you're not making that, you can't even afford basically a government home.
Gotcha.
And that's the problem with the lack of growth in the economy. So now they talked about these 25,000 homes that's already empty. Those are called practically dead money in the banking term, because they're sitting in the bushes and everything else. So there's a part of it, I'll tell you off air because I don't want to panic anybody, as to why that is a huge problem, and Garvin Bowe speaks of the need to address that. But he hasn't just been speaking about that. He spoke about this during the COVID issue of the need to address these factors. So he's been speaking about this very consistently for at least 6-7 years about the need to address that. But the number one need to address that, because he's talking about setting up some new system or something of that sort, but the number one issue to address that is to grow the economy, which we are not have we have not been doing? And that's where I'm looking forward to my party speaking to the new economic models that will be necessary and is verifiable as to what people can see, smell, and feel. And so I just tell behemoths to not be betrayed by the noise in the marketplace, to simply ask themselves, are you doing better than 2021? And do you see an exact path to being better in 2026? And if you don't see it with the current government, you have a simple question to ask. If they were capable of doing it, why haven't they? Very simple question. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Caller, you on there. How you doing?
Hey, Pearly.
Hey.
This is Dennis the Q.
Hey, brother. What's happening?
Yeah, you say you are asking that who all disclosed, right?
Yeah, that was an announcement made. He was asked by the media, and that was an announcement he made.
You ask him, man, and he's talking to the caller.
I said, he said. But either way, I mean, okay, go ahead. What you saying?
Yeah, I should have asked him which one of them member of parliament and the OPM, you understand, that have shares in Bahamas Striping, if that member of parliament disclosed. And which one of them member of parliament, who is PM, that have shares in Ultra Games number shop, you understand, if they disclose. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Pearly, tell me something. You know, I'm joking, and they got everybody and every system and all kind of government them some kind of a control, right?
Uh-huh.
If they make 30 days and you apply to have a hearing and the other party apply to have the same hearing, why it taking 30 days for somebody to give y'all a date on their calendar to come before them? You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about.
That don't make no sense, eh?
I got you. I understand what you're saying.
Well, you must be in charge to damn where you come, because somebody, they know one body can't win and you can't lose. So, you know, it's only been 30 days, but they gonna clown around here, and that's what they do. But all your colleagues, what they cut and put them in all kind of place in different organizations with my neighbor and drink out and spread them and try and control people all over this country. We up against a serious thing. But just last thing.
Okay.
Tell me something. What L-I spell?
Lie.
Huh?
Lie.
What B-L-I spell?
What are you trying to get at?
Would
BLI? Tell me what you're trying to get at. Tell me what you're trying to get at.
Is it lie election or lie election?
See, you know, everybody got the little interpretation of what it's about. But I hear your point.
The B might have to be silent, and the LIE might be for the election that they have on the 24th. Have a nice day.
Take care, my brother. Call you on the air. How you doing? Trying to get me in trouble.
Naughty, how are you?
I'm not naughty. I'm the good-looking one.
All right.
How can I help you, my love?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I be on Guardian Radio every day for all day.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? And I'm hearing a lot of politics. A lot of politicians talking. A lot of talking of politics. But this is the one thing I have great concern about.
Okay.
There are so much people working in the government.
Uh-huh.
That have been in government for 18 years, 16 years, 20 years, 26 years, 27 years, and have not once gotten a promotion.
Okay.
And I do not understand how that these people, I can't even think of putting the government back. I can't. Not this government. Because there are too many people suffering that I know about personally, that haven't been dealt with fairly. It's almost as if they need a 33-degree something to be looked at or to get what they're supposed to. And I think that.
Wait, you trying to say they got to be a lodge member?
Yes, sir.
But boy, listen, I used to be a lodge member, and it ain't happened for me, so I can't say.
I'm telling you how it is. It's really, really unfair.
I understand.
Especially in the social.
I, you know what? I can leave that one alone because I have some things I would say, but I ain't gonna say. Okay?
Yeah.
I appreciate you, that, but I hear your point loud and clear. Call you out on the air. How you doing?
Hey,
Good afternoon, Pearly. How are you today, man?
Thank God for life.
All right. What's your topic today?
You could talk what you want to talk about today.
All right. First of all, right, I have two things to say.
Okay.
That person before the last person, he is so smart, yet he's not a millionaire. He has the answers for everything.
You don't know what his money weight is?
No, I'm not saying that I know his money weight. I'm speaking about as far as what he's saying about a BUY election.
I think he's being a bit facetious, but I hear that.
Yeah, but then, see,
I'll give you this much. Not to cut you off, but I'll give you this much. Uh-huh. Everything that he said about what they said in West End, Grand Bahama is true. Uh-huh. He ain't lied there.
No, Pearly. If you listen to the House Assembly, a lot of those things are still on the table, waiting for the process for it to be finalized as far as the tender. Okay?
Say that one more time.
A lot of those things
are still on the table.
Pardon me?
A lot of those things are still on the table to be.
No, when I say on the table, I'm talking about a lot of those things already are waiting to be finalized with the funding behind it. Okay,
but let me ask you. Let me ask you this question. Have they been done yet?
All haven't been done, but
okay.
A few of those has been started already.
Okay? Like what? What has been started? Give me one or two examples.
First of all, he said that the government promised to build a new high school in West End. That's a lie. Okay, the government completed the high school that was built since the Christie administration that the former administration refused to complete.
Okay?
That's one. The government center is open and operational from since last year. So I don't know where he's trying to say that it's not operation. That's a lie. Road traffic, everything is in that.
And you've been in there, and you've been in the center.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I was there when it opened.
You know I can do my homework, right?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, this is not a BUY election. This is a BYE election. Okay.
Okay.
And the best man wins.
All right.
And tell me something, Pearly.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to be a member of the House Assembly to do something for your community if you really care about your community?
No, you don't. That's why I question why certain people won't run. If you're a multimillionaire, you ain't got to be in the House to help. Just help.
No, you're correct.
Okay.
But let's say this. The gentleman said he was in, and they're running on the record that he was in the Golden Isles constituency for the last 8 years and haven't left, right?
Okay.
Name one thing that he did that you could point a finger at and say that was so astronomical that people must gravitate to him. If you live in the constituency, you've been there for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
You can't point your finger at nothing that is so great that people could say you have done to garner their support to vote for you. Okay.
Well, I know the man nominating tomorrow, right? And he can have three weeks. Listen to me now. He can have three weeks to say what he did from what he didn't do, and the people of Golden Isles can make a judgment on that.
Well, that's true. That's true as well. But I can say this to you as far as what I can see.
Uh-huh.
During a by-election, both government and opposition, right?
Uh-huh.
They put their whole teams on the ground.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The health canvas and the health
whatever else.
All right. Like I told Gosh Roseborough earlier, I said I have a voice note, and Pearly, I could personally send it to you, where an FNM lady who's now turned to be a PLP, all right,
uh-huh.
She's supporting the PLP this time around,
uh-huh.
Right? She sent me a voice note yesterday, said she called the man yesterday, I mean, day before yesterday, and asked him if he could have that road from Glaston Road all the way to Spike Man Road, the main Carmichael Road, paved because it's really bad.
Okay.
And he said he's going to look into it. He's going to try his best with his government to see what best he can do to have it done.
Okay.
And it's done. It's been done as we speak.
So, okay? but you know, I hear that, right? And I understand God said it's done, and I'm glad it's done, right? Because I'm an advocate for fixing these potholes and all that.
I'm saying the same thing.
My only thing is,
I never said that he.
No, I didn't say that.
This is what I'm saying. It's being done.
This is what I'm saying. Hear me, Kalef. Yeah, I hear you, and I'm fine with that. I'm glad it's done. But my whole thing is. And God rest his soul. My good dear friend Vaughn Miller been trying for 4 years and couldn't get it. All of a sudden it could be done because we know a by-election coming. Perception is something else.
Yeah, well, listen, this entire election is perception is key. Okay, it's about winning and doing things for the people in the correct form and then continue to do things for the people after you have won. All right.
But you know what road need paving far more than Akamaika Road need paving.
Uh huh.
Joe Farrington Road. Go drive on Joe Farrington Road.
Joe Farrington Road is in the process right now. They were doing the infrastructure.
Come on, Warden Sewage finished. Warden Sewage finished.
Hold on. No. Joe Farrington Road is not completed.
What right?
Warden Sewage might be finished, but the other utilities company still have some things they need to do before
so,
that's completed.
So it's been going on. Hear me now. It's been going on for months because I know people who live in the area. You think it's by now it shouldn't be finished, even though the Warden Sewage was doing more work?
It'll be going on for some months. They said, as you listen to the report about Joe Farrington Road, they told the people before they even started that this is a lengthy process because all the other utility companies have to come in and do their work before they can complete that. They said that.
Okay. All right, brother. Okay. All I know is one thing. The people in that area are upset. Uh-huh. I know that.
I understand. They're more than upset.
They're more than upset. Thank you, brother. Yeah, I appreciate
it. When it's completed, it's going to be excellent.
I'm sure it will be. Right. Thank you so much for your call. Callers, I'm so sorry. It's 5 o'clock, and the producer telling me I got to go to the break. If you want to hang on, I'll take your last only two calls after the 5 o'clock break. There's now only one call after the 5 o'clock break. If you want to hold, feel free to. This is Pearly. It's the Talking Head Station here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Imagine, it's amazing how time flies when you're having fun. We'll be back right after the news.
Candy, brandy.
Good. Let's go count. Let's go count. Come on. Let's go.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more. There's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Valia, we a big deal when we touch ground. Yeah, I can't see what we're pulling up. Anything for the taste, what we love. Barbecue, spicy and original, flavorful, crispy, irresistible. Three piece with that fries and a Pepsi. Go get your one big deal, stop stress me. All on me the pan, the toilet, not left free.
Anything for the taste of a juicy, crunchy, irresistible KFC big deal. Three pieces of delicious chicken, fries and Pepsi. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
And welcome back to our Talking Heads Thursday here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's time to talk sports. But just before we get into sports, let me take this last, just one call right here, on just one non-sports call. I want one non-sports call. Call you on there.
Yes, Pearly, just let me just answer.
I know you was going to go ahead and answer back. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, I want to tell a caller. I run a private family bank, and here's what I would do for him. If whatever his network is, if my network isn't 1,000 times his network, I will give him $1 million. So if his network is $50,000, I would have to prove that my family bank, my family asset bank, right, that I control is $50 million. And tell him that's his challenge. I don't have to prove my wealth to anybody. But family bank is set up as a strategic strategy to protect my wealth for generations, okay? Now, in the West End deal, The school is not open. Some rooms in the school is open. They got 60 students in a school design, or less than 100 students in a school design for 1,000 people. It is not open. Mold, mildews, and the pictures are there to prove it. They promised a new high school, not that school they opened. He said a new high school to replace 8 Mile Rock High School. It is not there. Nothing.
No. He said they all getting bids and getting the financing and everything together on all the projects.
No, they don't. Because the government in Grand Bahama is looking for PPP, even for the airport, and no one has come forward because there is no strategy for the economy of Grand Bahama to support building these infrastructures. See, I don't talk smoke and mirrors, right? And so when you talk about the government place, the government facility for those of us, we talk for Grand Bahamians. I could provide pictures and videos from him if he wants to put some money on the table. The government center is open only because the government's authority to open the abandoned buildings, okay? Anybody else, anyone who knows that place, I don't care if you put road traffic there because nobody's going to it. They're still going to Grand Bahama, to Freeport. And as far as that place is functioning, anyone on Grand Bahama, why don't Kingsley and the rest of them brag about what he said? He sits in Parliament. They say, yes, things is coming. What's coming? If you bid, is this not one of their private deals that he knows about that nobody else knows about? They sure enough didn't speak about the House of Assembly. Is this one of those private off-book loans and things they're arranging for? And the question is, if it is, why hasn't anybody seen, felt, smelled, even had any view of it since the day of the end of the election? Tell him, please.
Thank you. Thank you, C. Allen. Big fighting. Grand Bahama. Somebody lick C. Allen down. Everybody knows C. Allen don't take no mess. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. One thing I can say, if C. Allen calls you, he got his homework. So if you can't back it up, you're in problems when it comes to that, brother. Let me get quickly today. I wasn't going to do this, but I know Jeff can call and route. Today in sports history, today is October 30th, 2025. On this day in sports history in 1919, the Professional Baseball Association ruled that spitballs and shine balls were illegal. In 1974, Zaire Muhammad Ali regained his heavyweight boxing title by knocking out George Foreman in the 8th rounder. Rope-a-dope was done then. In 1988, the New York Jets beat the Pittsburgh Steelers for the first time. In 1992, Magic Johnson played his last game in the NBA before retiring for the second and last time. In 1997, Violet Palmer became the first woman to officiate an NBA game. The game was between the Dallas Mavericks and the Vancouver Grizzlies. In 2001, in New York City, U.S. President George W. Bush threw out the first pitch for Game 3 of the World Series between the New York Yankees and the Arizona Diamondbacks. In 2001, Michael Jordan returned to the NBA with the Washington Wizards after a 3.5-year retirement. The Wizards lost 93-91 to the New York Knicks. And the sports quote of the day: What's the worst thing that can happen to a quarterback? He loses his confidence. Terry Bradshaw. That is so true. Like a high jumper. And let's get to the local scene quickly. GSSA volleyball season in full gear. Cobra senior girls, Timberwolves senior boys pick up wins. Athletes excel in the BSAA cross country meet. Do I see some sock there? And BHTA stages annual golf tournament. I got to welcome my special guest here. I got a call already before we get to my special guest. Let me take this call. I call you on the air.
Hey, Pearly, good afternoon.
What's happening?
Hey, Pearly, listen, your analysis on Monday didn't do very too well, eh?
Say that again?
Your analysis on Monday didn't do too well. After the Dodgers tied the score 1-1, you reckon that, you're going to take it in L.A.?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You all run into a giant, you know.
Let me ask you one question. I can ask you just one question.
Okay, please.
How many games you have to win the World Series?
You need to win 4.
Okay, how many games Toronto got?
3.
They ain't been it yet, right?
Not yet.
Please. It ain't over till it over.
That's what the fun lady said, you know, but they're knocking at the door.
They are knocking at the door, but the door's still locked.
Listen, once they keep on walking Ohtani,
uh-huh,
you're on the way, buddy. You know, that's a word, Ohtani.
No, do you know what the bottom line is? Mookie and Freddie and Will Smith need to start hitting the ball. And Max Muncy need to start hitting the ball. But that's baseball. That's why I love it. You could be so happy, and it could break your heart. But hey, listen,
If you know, I promise I was going to stop cursing, right? But geez, soul, if you know how much cussing I do the last 2 days, right? I think my neighbors and Chip and I say, geez, that's Mr. Thompson. Oh, my goodness, listen to him.
I believe you. See, what happened now is you got one man who's trying to beat the whole team.
Yeah.
You know, the other side ain't showing up. You know?
They got to show up. Yeah.
You got to move them.
Not only that, you can't expect your pitchers to be perfect or pitch great every outing. You know, you got to have, you know, that's baseball.
That's true. And after they've seen the pitcher more than one,
yep.
And then they know exactly, many times they know that sequence, you know?
Yep.
You know, and sinker, slider. But also, let me give you another prediction.
Mm.
You know, the Bahamas is looking to get a rookie to make the All-Star team this year.
You mean the NBA All-Star team?
NBA, yes, sir.
Yeah, VJ Edgecombe, yeah.
Sydney boy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And he plays for my team.
Oh, you're a Sixer? You're a Sixer fan?
From Dr. J. Tan.
So is my son. My son is an Iverson Sixer fan, but yeah. I have some bad feelings against the Sixers. I always remember foe.
Okay.
And Moses Malone, swept my Lakers.
Big Mo never got tired, eh?
No, he never. It looked like he could never get. That's true. That's you very right.
I don't know if he was be on something steroid or something, but
he just was a workhorse. That was just worked out. He was always just worked out. But I shook his hand one time. Man, that brother hand was big. I think he took all of my hand plus more.
Okay. That's how you can bomb the ball, so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, well, so good luck on the Dodgers now.
Tomorrow night. You're going to tie it up tomorrow night. I'm telling you that. Okay, my brother. I appreciate the call. Oh, Lord of mercy. You know what? Let's switch gears right here. We're going to talk something that I love talking about. These are my favorite people. Bahamas Youth Flag Football Association is in the house. Coach Marshall and Coach Roll here to talk about the season is about to begin Saturday. Tell me some more.
Saturday, November 1st, we get ready to kick off our regular season games.
Okay.
Beginning at 12 noon. This season, we have quite a large group of kids.
Okay.
In our 6 to 9 group, we have 4 teams. In our 10 to 13 group, we have 6 teams.
We're going to bring the mic a little closer to you so we can.
Okay.
There you go.
And in our 14 to 17 group, we have another 4 teams or 6 teams.
Okay.
6 teams again.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
so you've grown from last year.
Yes, we definitely have grown.
Okay.
And so we are looking forward to it. Competition is really tight.
Okay.
We have acquired some really good talent within the last year. And
okay.
So we're really looking forward to this championship season, you know, we have rings on the line this time.
I know they look nice, but
yes.
I wish I was like 14 so I could play.
So everybody wants to get a ring this season.
Do you remember who the defending champions are from each division?
Oh yeah.
Oh, listen, Coach Joel, right now one is team,
definitely.
Right now one is
yes.
Two of my teams.
All right, so the 6 to 9.
6 to 9 champions last year were. That was
Coach D'Angelo.
Coach, yeah, D'Angelo and Coach Aldean.
Okay, and then 10 to 13, Coach Roll.
Coach Roll. 14 to 17,
Coach Roll. So you got 2 out of 3 championships.
Yeah.
And how your team's looking this year?
Oh, man. The league in trouble.
You think so?
The league in trouble.
So you only coach those two. You coach 3 teams or you coach 2?
I pray, you know, when he says I'll be able to coach to 69.
Oh, so you can get 3 championships.
Yeah, but I can stick to the bigger kids for right
okay,
now.
Okay, all right.
So, unlikely.
And Coach Marshall, how many teams you got?
I have 3 teams this season.
Oh, you got 3 in 3 divisions?
Yes.
And so how are your teams looking?
I'm feeling very positive about all three of my teams.
You know when they say they feel positive, they 100% say, you know, Coach Roll?
My teams are looking good.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
They're poised to do some good things this season.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So Saturday at 12 noon. But is something else special happening this weekend?
Most definitely.
And what's that?
So this weekend is Canes weekend, where we have the alumni from the Miami University. They're coming over for the weekend and they have some celebrations. They meet up here in the Bahamas and they do some stuff. And so on Saturday, which is tomorrow, which is this weekend coming.
Day after tomorrow.
Don't
push me. I mean, but you know what? I kind of wish it'd be Saturday. That means the Dodgers will be tied 3-3 game for game 7. But that's
I hope so too.
So Saturday, the University of Miami Hurricanes are in town.
Yes, one of the activities, and they did this last year with us as well, where they hosted a little mini camp with some of our kids.
Okay.
And so they'll be doing that again with us this weekend. We'll be at our field, and we have wide receiver Travis Benjamin.
Okay.
He's going to be hosting this weekend's activities.
Super, okay.
So we look forward to, you know, having the kids out with them.
I know, I know, like, my son, Dr. Trey Thompson, is a huge Hurricane fan, and my good co-host, buddy, is also a huge Hurricane fan, so I'm sure they're going to come with there.
As a Florida State fan, this is
going to... Oh, yeah, you're a Florida State fan.
This is going to pain me this weekend. But I will throw an upside down you once or twice this weekend.
Oh, no, you can't do that, man. You got to show a little respect, man.
I hope I can do that.
Oh, this is... So they're going to be... So when that is going to be what time on...
So that's going to be at 9:30.
Okay.
So we have a very... exciting day planned on Saturday for our kids. So it's at 9:30 they'll come and they'll work out with the NFL stars and the alumni, Hurricanes alumni. And then after that, we go into our game schedule.
So I hope you'll stick around and watch them.
Yes, that would be awesome because they will be on our field. Last year, we did it at Atlantis.
Okay.
So this year, they're coming to our home field. So
wonderful, wonderful.
Yes. We're looking forward to that.
I'm sure Naughty's excited to hear that. some of his former alumni that he pulled hard for. I'm sure you love that.
Yes.
Let's take this quick call. Call you on there.
Hey, Pearly.
Yes, sir.
I hope you have the 6 points with me because I tell you I'll finish in 9 and 7 right there.
Listen, why are you messing with me, man?
Well, I know you know the Dolphins come in tonight, man.
You think so?
Your Los Angeles Dodgers my lowest Friday, but the Dodgers, I mean, the Dolphins come in tonight, man. Come on.
Yeah, you really believe that?
I can tell you could finish at 9-7.
Coach Old, I know you tell me that, and I still don't believe that, but Coach Old, what you think?
At least the Lakers win last night.
Yeah, I give you that.
But if you look at it, y'all, New England barely get by beating y'all.
Yeah.
The Jets, y'all own.
Okay.
You only got to beat this one tonight and take
but
one
this, this could be a little. This could be a shooter, because that's what we playing Baltimore tonight, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too.
And ain't none of us get defense, so we'll see what happens, eh?
All right, then I can tell you 9-7.
All right, I listen, I hold you that, you know, if that happened 9-7, me and you can have a drink on me.
Right by the village pub.
All right, brother. Okay. Take care. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. So the Lakers won. Listen, I watched after my Dodgers lost, I was so heartbroken, depressed. I ain't going to bed at 1 o'clock. I can't even tell you what I eat and drink after that, right? Because there's certain people here, what I eat and drink, I'd be in plenty of trouble, right? But I got in that little, and then I said, let me flip over to ESPN. And I saw the Lakers, and I watch Reeves come at the last play and win the game at the buzzer. Then they shouldn't come down because they had a 20-point lead. But the point is, the Lakers did win last night. DeAndre Ayton looked pretty. I think he got 18 and 10 or something like that. He played a solid game. Reeves is awesome. He is awesome. Yes. Without Luka and without LeBron, he really helped carry the team.
I don't think we need LeBron. I think LeBron can bring confusion.
But hey, listen, the quicker you go, the better.
Amen.
You know how I feel about that. But let's be digress. Let's get back to flag football. So before I let you guys go, let's talk. So Saturday, season opens.
Yes.
Who's playing the first game?
So actually, we have a 14-17 day opener.
So the little children, they ain't playing until next week?
No, they're playing later on in the day.
Okay.
So, you know, we've come up with this thing where we know that our largest fan base is 6 to 9.
Okay.
So we kind of, you know, do that schedule so that we can have the fans out, you know, supporting as much of the kids as possible.
Yeah.
So we have the 6 to 9 play later on in the afternoon, you know, so we could have.
Yeah, because that,
some
fans. Listen, I noticed when my kids were in primary school, everybody used to come to every day. As soon as they go to high school, nobody showed up.
Yes. So, yes, the 6 to 9 has a very large following.
I think it's a prime time game there, too.
Yes.
That's Coach Roll versus who?
The first game, your team, Coach Roll?
No, we in prime time.
So you know who's playing the first game?
So my team is playing against Team Akeem at 12 and a 14-17.
Uh-huh.
And at 12:30, we have a 10-13 game, which is Coach Roll going against Coach Moss.
That's the prime time one you're talking about?
No, his prime time is 14-17. That is his, you know, that's his ace team.
I made a pact with the kids. I told them, if you don't let anybody score the season, I have something special.
I thought you was going to say you do that dance with Gary Rock. Why would you not say you know what? You know the dance that Dr. Fox do to anybody?
Hey, if they do that, I'll do a dance with them too.
Really? Yeah, you all hear that? I hope they're listening. Coach, you all say if you all win, he will be your backup dancer.
I'll be the backup dancer.
I got to see that. I will videotape that there so he can see that.
Yeah, so we'd like to encourage the public to come out and support the kids. You know, this is the future of flag football.
Yes.
And, you know, next Olympics, flag football will be on the stage. And you know, this is a good chance to see them live and up close, free for the first few games. And so, you know, just come out and support the kids.
Out of there, free for the first few games.
Yes.
There'll be a small fee after that.
But, you know, it's a lot of, we might joke and say, you know, about the coaches and whatnot, but it's a lot about the kids. We've been doing this for quite some time now, and we actually have kids who are in university playing football, who started in flag football.
Yeah.
So it's always humbling to see these little guys. They start out so small and
to watch them grow.
Now they're wearing pads and they're tackling people, you know.
That's the joy of it. And you know, I'll be honest with you, I get a lot of requests from other people and I let them come, but I always never, ever tell you guys no, because what is what you're doing.
Yes.
The fact that you're working with kids and getting them involved in sports and keeping them busy is what I admire. I mean, other than I must see Coach Marshall every once in a while, too, right? It is a joy to know that you're doing some really good things with these kids, and I can never stop supporting what you're doing to make sure that the word is out so people can know the good things happening down out there by the Sports Center.
Yes.
Let's take this call. Call you on the air.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I really...
It's Coach Marshall.
Hello, Pearly. It's me.
Who's that?
The fat lady.
Naughty.
I'm
naughty.
Warming up.
Naughty. 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 Don't mess with me, Naughty. Oh, that is so cool. That is so... Mr. Producer, me and you got to have a talk. You let all... Oh, don't let Dallas lose. Oh. My good, let's see. Before we take a break, let's just. Naughty, that's throwing me off my game just now. I usually pretty calm, cool, and collective, you know. But yes. so let's say Saturday,
12 noon,
November 1.
Yes, November 1.
Bahamas Youth Flag Football Association season premieres, 12 o'clock. You got the Miami Hurricanes coming ahead of that for 9:30. So the kids can come out and get a little learn the game, learn fundamentals from the former players to the University of Miami. And then we kick off.
Yeah.
And how long does the season last though?
So we will be playing until the end, till the middle of December.
Yeah.
Yep. And we have huge plans for our championship day.
Okay.
So we'll be back in.
Of course.
We'll be back in the studio to discuss that later.
You can wait till December to come talk to me?
No. We're in the planning stage.
I don't
know if
I can go that long.
This championship is going to be huge.
Okay.
So we're in the planning stages right now. So once we get some things concrete, we'll be back.
And
to
you're planning the December trip as well.
Well, we're traveling in January.
Oh, January. That's right. January.
Yes. Okay.
Uh-huh. We're headed in January.
We're headed to Tampa to World Championships.
If you need somebody to lift the bikes, you know, to drive the car, you know, Pearly wouldn't mind helping
definitely
out a little bit.
Definitely a trip that we look forward to every year.
I know. So. And I'm excited to talk to you guys about it and excited to know the results when you get back. So make sure when you come the next time, whoever, you know, the kids, bring one or two of the kids. I know this time it's hard with school and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But they could come in and give us a shout up on what's going on so we can
definitely
have some kids
will
for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Coach, you getting 2 championships again this year?
Yeah. Let's go with 2.
Coach Marshall, you going to let him tell you that?
Let's go with 2.
Hey, Coach Marshall, he has to tell himself.
To make himself believe.
Yeah. Right. I will come back here in
this
December.
This is a comeback season for me. So.
Okay. And I will do the dance with the guys. Don't let nobody score.
So nobody. Now let's you know what. Let's get. So if they win the championship,
are we winning the championship? That's easy.
No, somebody can score. So you can't put in nobody score like that.
I know.
But if they win the championship, you gonna be the backup dancer.
I'll be the backup dancer.
I can video record. Me and you can video record that.
We can dance.
I gotta see the dance.
Yeah.
So good to have you. So I look forward to having you guys here again real soon.
Thank you for having us.
Always a pleasure. This is Pearly on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's a Talking Heads Thursday. My special guest from the Bahamas Youth Flag Football Association, Coach Marshall, Coach Rowell, here to talk about the start of the season on Saturday. We look forward to that start. Look forward to a great, great flag football season for the young people this year. We'll be right back after this break.
Oh,
Naughty. Oh, Naughty.
fat lady. I'm warming up.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then for a place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place.
There is a new king in town, and the only place to find him is at Burger King Nassau. Introducing the Cheesy Ring King, featuring two juicy flame-grilled beef patties stacked with American cheese, crisp bacon, sweet barbecue sauce, honey mustard, and the crown jewel. Three golden mozzarella rings served on a soft, buttery brioche bun. It's bigger, it's better, and it's cheesier. Want just cheese rings? They're available as a side, too. Get the Cheesy Ring King at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations. Available for a limited time only.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us with time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
And welcome back. The Talking Heads Thursday here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. To the texter who wanted C. Allen's number to hook up something to him, let's call back. The producer got it, and the producer will give you that number. Okay? Oh, boy. Boy, listen, it's coming at me. It's coming at me. Let's see what we get here. Texas says, good afternoon, L.A. Lose momentum. VJ, if all goes well, maybe the best Bahamian NBA player. He has the potential. He looks, he's starting out right. And that's a possibility. I love what they're doing. I love what they did, this commercial. I love what's going on. Good evening, you chipping arm Dodger. Hope you all play great defense tomorrow. I hope the mystery Matt Dolphin do call in to put forward his points. I pray VJ stay healthy in Philly. He's playing lights out. He sure is. How about them Blue Jays? Yeah, how about them? You know, let me take this call. Then we can talk about baseball. Call you on there. How you doing?
Yeah, Perez. What's going on?
Hey. What's up, Muff?
Don't lie, though. Trey is salvage give you nightmares last night, though. Don't lie, though.
But listen, but if I tell you...
listen, come on, man.
I just sit there and all I was saying is... MF.
12 kills, strike out 4 batters.
And that rookie, this brother, he have a whole season in him yet, and he make the Dodgers look like a minor league team.
No other rookie came on like him, like from Joe Block from 1952.
Listen, he had a great time. He looked good.
He pitched well, he came out and delivered. Boy, y'all do it. Y'all got to go in there and their home and take one. You got the all better diet up.
We got to. If not, we'll be spending more money in the summer.
Yeah. But clearly, don't worry, Naughty O's could be sad tonight. Because then after the Heat beat up on MJ Spurs, who 4-0, Yambi can on bot.
Yeah.
I'm in the Dolphin and beat up on Stock Boy, Baltimore Ravens tonight. Yes, I could be sad tonight, so don't worry for them. But you see the big game winner with Real Sid last night?
Yeah, I watched that. I saw that. I see him really fake left and come back up the middle, and this, I thought that was nice.
6.6 seconds.
And he said,
Yeah. LeBron needed to stay out for 3 months. Well, he can't on. Yeah,
but we missed Luka. We missed Luka, though.
Yeah, but Yambi can't on, stupid. But we got to put Bam on him. Bam can't on, stupid. Looking good. Two straight tonight. The Spurs, then 4-0. But, yeah, that's naughty. Your host could be shot. We could be playing the music for you tomorrow when we come in Friday. All right, Freddie. Let someone else get it.
You know, Naughty ain't going to let you play the music on him like that. Boy, but that's all right. And the thing is, I spoke to Naughty just before the game started, and this brother didn't say anything to me. He just had a conversation and set me up. So, you know, what goes around, sure does come around, right? What goes around, sure does come around. But I have a dear friend that I went to high school with, and he every so often texts me about the way the Dodgers look, and he said those first two home runs that it gave up last night was a factor. Dodgers score 6-7 runs a game. They average 6-7 runs a game. The bats are quiet. I wasn't worried about the two runs, you know. I wasn't. And when I saw Kiki hit a home run, like a 2-1 or 3-1, it didn't. I was like comfortable. I was very comfortable. And then you bring training in or training. I wish he. That dude faced and 14 of them get hits off of him. That ain't what the relief pitcher is all about. Relief pitcher come there to stop the blood, stop the carnage, stop whatever has to happen. And all this dude does is give up hits. So I know he ain't going to be a Dodger next year. Done. If they bring him back next year, I'll cost 30 words. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, Pearly. I'm all right, man.
What's up, brother?
Hey, but Pearly, pretending that I'm Lakers, right?
Uh-huh.
And LeBron, right? Come like LeBron is the one who they needed to keep. I'm like they needed to trade Luka because... what's his name? Dalton. I mean, if you go on with Dalton who could play defense and then, but that's not Dalton now.
Connect. You talking about Reeves?
Yeah, Reeves, right? Uh-huh. He could play that defense, right? Luka could play defense. Luka more ways it. I mean, not Luka. LeBron more ways it than Luka.
Yeah, but the difference is a 15-year age difference.
No, but what happened is Luka need the ball and for Reeves to score 11 points, it's just points. He needs the ball, too.
But Luka knows how to pass. Luka gets a lot of assists. Luka needs players like Reeves, like DeAndre Ayton, who can score off the ball.
Reeves has to have the ball just like Luka. The two of them ball dominant need to be ball dominant to score.
Reeves knows his role, and Reeves knows that when Luka's in, he doesn't get as much touches. He knows that Luka's not there, so
When Luka's in, what I'm saying is he's not going to have 40 points and Luka, so he's not even 30 when
so
Luka's in
the game. That's true, but you think LeBron ain't going to want the ball more than any of them?
LeBron, you in love with LeBron, I mean, as a player,
but as a player, you that's one of your favorites, eh?
No, I'm a Celtics.
You want LeBron there so the Lakers get told beaten? You want the Lakers, LeBron so the Lakers get told more beaten? That's what you want. I knew it was an ulterior motive.
Trade Luka.
No, Luka is 26. Luka is 26 years old. He got a lot of basketball in him. He's going to be the face of the Lakers. That's why they bring DeAndre Ayton to be the rim protector because Luka's off the defense this week.
What's his name? Dalton is Reeves is more valuable in the trade.
Why would the Lakers trade him?
You know, Luka, you know what I'm saying?
No,
need rim runners, he need defense, all them type of things to be the man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Reeves ain't got nowhere to go. LeBron leads the GO go. See you later, alligator.
I guess you all got to wait till LeBron goes, you all can get some more bliss. Y'all ain't nothing happening this year. Anyway.
All right, brother. Take time. Good to hear from you. Listen, my Lakers break my heart. They really break my heart last night. I am a fella. I've been watching baseball all my life, 50 plus years. I've accepted defeats, but for some reason, last night loss really got to me. That really, really got to me. I was so upset about the Lakers loss. I don't know what I was mad. I was really upset. Not that a team beat us, you know. I could accept losing games. But knowing that the team is they're better than that. Knowing that they could do better than that. Knowing that they nobody hitting the ball. You can't expect Ohtani to carry you every single game. You can't expect Snell and them to pitch a perfect game or pitch really great every time. That's not baseball. So tomorrow night we need Yamamoto to come out and pitch another gem. What we need is Mookie Betts to hit the ball. We need Freddie Freeman to hit the ball. We need Max Muncy to hit the ball. We need Will Smith to hit the ball. We need Kiki Hernandez to hit the ball. We need Tommy Edman to hit the ball as well. All of these brothers got to hit the ball. Páez, I don't know where he going. He must be going back to Cuba. He must be going back to Cuba because for some reason, that brother just lost in these playoffs. Totally, not just in the playoffs, totally lost. And it's heartbreaking to see them like that. You know, and you could say, oh, the Lakers spent all that money. They spend all that money and they can't win the championship. They spend money, but they spend money because they're making it. And other teams can spend the same kind of money. And don't think Toronto may spend some good money. Toronto spent some good money to be where they are. And they did some things, but they got some rookies that came around that has played great basketball, played great baseball, and they're playing good ball right now. But it isn't over until it's over. You got to win four. So until that happens, you know, I'm not going to hurt my head. I'm going to sit back today. I'm going to watch whatever. I'm saying I'm watching the Dolphins tomorrow. I'm letting you know that now. I'm watching. Tonight. I'll watch the Dolphins tonight. I don't even know if I will watch them tonight. But anyway, I'll watch the Dolphins tonight. And then tomorrow night, I will be in front of my television hoping and waiting to see that my Dodgers get bounced back. Because it'll be a long, long winter for me if they don't. Because my son already called me, who's a huge Atlanta Braves. Boy, Daddy, all that money you all spend? I don't know. And he's just being sarcastic. Y'all can't buy him in. You know, them fellas can't hit the ball. They can't do this. They can't do that. And I have to be nice. It's because, you know, I try to have my children keep a good impression of their father. So I didn't say too much. I just had to take it in. But I'm hoping tomorrow that my Los Angeles Dodgers. You see, they got me punch drunk, right? Steps it up and does some things tomorrow night. Even the series, and let's see what happens in the seventh game. I do know one thing. Toronto don't want to lose tomorrow night to the Dodgers. They do not want to lose tomorrow night. Okay? They do not want to lose tomorrow night because if they lose tomorrow night, it could be a different story, you know? Because then anything can happen in Game 7. Anything can happen in Game 7. I mean, anything happens in Game 7, you know what could happen. And you just crack the door open and Mookie them can push their way through. But baseball is the type game that you could be not hitting the ball at all. And then all of a sudden, you just start hitting the ball out the cover. Or you could be hot, and then all of a sudden your bats just go dead. And that's what happened to the Dodgers. We were hot all through the playoffs. Hot in the wild card, hot in the NLDS, hot in the NLCS, and then all of a sudden, no bats. It can't last much longer. That's already been 5 games. They got to turn it around in Game 6 and particularly in Game 7. So let's see what happens there. Let's see how well we do. But I'm going to keep my faith and keep judgment. And now tonight. Tonight we have the Baltimore Ravens and the Miami Dolphins. Neither team has a good defense. And I don't know what to expect. I have no idea what to expect tonight. I'm just going to watch it. I have mixed emotions, knowing that it'd be 2-6. We did go 6-2. We went 2-6. Then we went 6-2 in last year to finish 8-9 or something like that. Or 2-3 or something like that. 6-3 last year. We did finish respectable. We played some good football. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to see with them. I don't know what's going to happen. One side of me wants, as a Dolphin fan for many, many moons, wants to see them win. Another side of me wants to see them tank to get for sellers, tank to get a better team. So let's wait to see what happens. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, Pearly.
Yes, sir.
Nah, forget about Miami.
Yes, sir.
If my man come back, like I said yesterday, you know, the Dolphins ain't sign of time.
If who come back?
The quarterback.
Oh, Lamar Jackson, yeah. I hear you.
do so. You know, I don't talk nonsense.
Well,
I know it's not yet.
All right, let's see what happens.
Every time I predict something, it is right.
Have they decided if he's playing tonight or not? Have they decided if he's playing tonight or not?
I know, but most likely he could take you all his chalk, so he might want to play.
I know. I have a Baltimore Raven fan who wants him to settle for the rest of the season.
What? Man, they win that game, but not down in y'all. Like I called you a couple of weeks ago. I told y'all did well. Y'all played very well. In a couple of them games, y'all could have won. But, you know, I know. Now
we didn't play well enough to win.
Yeah, man. Particularly I won with Buffalo and had that day at the right. Excuse me. And then the one with the Dodgers. Well, I don't know. The thing I'm better win that tonight. If that goes 7, that can go either way. But I don't trust y'all in game 7.
If we get to game 7, we'll find a way to take it.
I may pull that off. That's my belief, you know. But anyhow, I'll be rooting for Miami. But I know with that quarterback, if he come back,
I can keep my fingers, nose, toes, eyes, and ass crossed. Okay.
All right,
brother. Nice to hear your voice. Take care. Let's read these two texts quickly, and then we can get to the pick. And the Blue Jays going to win 4 tomorrow. Okay, we'll see. What do you think about the all-new Austin Reeves Lakers team? Reeves is doing what you need him to do until the stars come back. Until Luka comes back, the Lakers' two best players Reeves is putting the team on his back and showing that he has worth for the Lakers. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Yeah, boy, what you saying?
Right here, brother. What you saying?
Everything good, man. Right here, listening to you, man.
What's up, Skilla?
Let me tell you something. I can tell you what's up right now. You see that Dolphins team, right?
Yes, sir.
Look at the 6 games you lost, buddy. Who caused us to lose them game?
Defense?
Defense.
Okay.
Now, look at that game, what they played the other day.
They played on Atlanta team that they rose to the occasion, yes.
But guess what? They stopped the best running back in the league. Shut him down. You know the niggas how play? That went 8 yards a carry.
Uh-huh.
He only having 2-1 yard a carry. So, you know what happened now? The defense stepping up. So, Paley, if the defense stepping up, you were in with Jamal. He won it, you know. Even if he wasn't won it, that defense still got shut him down.
You think so?
See, all they got to do is stop the run, you know. How do they stop the run? They got...
Time.
You see that?
Time will tell.
Okay, you said you say time will tell.
Time will tell.
Now let's talk about that game last night with the Lakers.
All right, brother. I listening. Loud and clear. Oh, you drop it. Listen, we got to be out of time, eh? I got to get to the... Listen, we just going to talk about one game and one game tonight. There's one pick we've been doing tonight. The Baltimore Ravens at the Miami Dolphins. Baltimore is a 7.5-point favorite. I'm going to take the Dolphins and the +7.5. I'm going to take the Dolphins and the +7.5. I'm not saying that Baltimore is not going to win, but I don't know if they can beat Miami by a touchdown. So I'm going to take the Dolphins with the +7.5. There you have it. It's been a great day. Fun times. Earlier fun times with flag football. And I told my blows on my Dodgers. When we come into the press box on Sunday, make sure you tune in at 11 o'clock. You'll see how I feel about the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for the text. I appreciate everything. Take care of yourself and be safe out there. This is Pearly. I'm out.
What happens when your faves team up? You get an original Asiago Bacon Club. Enjoy the iconic taste of KFC's 11 herbs and spices with a bite into KFC's original recipe chicken filet, layered with Asiago cheese, crisp lettuce, tomato, bacon, our signature ranch, all on a golden brioche bun. KFC's original Asiago Bacon Club is made fresh, made right, available only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
No LeBron, in fact, no Ant Edwards. And the star of the show, buzzer beater, was Austin Reeves of the Lakers. 28 points and 16 assists. What are we to make of him? Well, first of all, he's a great American sports story. First year in the NBA, he averaged 7, then 13, then 16, then 20. Suddenly, he's averaging 34. My guess is it's going to go down a little bit. It is the best case scenario for the Lakers. They can show him off to the NBA. He's getting to the free throw line 12 times. He's always created contact. The issue isn't, is he a good player? It's a very good player, right? The question is, can you maximize his game with the Lakers? He needs the ball in his hands. You should see his numbers playing with LeBron and without him. He's a different player entirely. C plus to A minus. So what do you do with him? He's showing the league maybe Houston, the Celtics, Miami. No, I can initiate offense. I'll get to the free throw line. I'm physical. I'll work hard on the defensive end, albeit won't be great. Is he too good to trade? Or is he the perfect trade piece? Again, Luka needs the ball to dominate, and Luka is arguably the second best player in the world, some nights the very best. Maybe Austin Reeves is thinking, I want the ball. I want this to continue. So watching him last night, here's what I kept thinking watching Austin Reeves. Are the new owners, this is not the Buss family. The Buss family needed LeBron for 6.5 years. They needed him. He was selling tickets. They were a mess pre-LeBron. Remember? End of the Kobe days? They weren't very good. They were bad all the time. Right? We remember Kobe's last game, 60 points. A lot of forgettable years. Are the new Laker owners who have a lot of money, and it's about the long term, not selling tickets necessarily, thinking to themselves, you know, maybe it's LeBron we don't need. I mean, LeBron reportedly in his feels because he hasn't gotten the contract extension. My take is the only two absolutes going forward are Luka and J.J. Redick. This is no longer a league of a big three. It's a duo league. But maybe the Lakers are a big three. Luka, J.J. Redick, and Austin Reeves. I mean, this is what happens. You're given opportunities. Somebody takes a day off work. Somebody's sick. You step in. With no Luka and no LeBron, J.J. Redick is leaning on him. He gets the free throw line, always has. Initiates contact, always has. Hitting his shots, usually does. So this is one of those moments. The new owners are looking at this, and my take last night was, God, the kid's first or second in the league. Now, nobody plays defense early in the season, so everybody's numbers are a little glossy. A lot of guys shooting 55%. I get it. But it's impossible not to pay attention, right? And these new owners, they're still assessing the situation. They made it very clear. J.J. Redick, and with a contract extension, Luka, they're the future. But it's not a big three league. It's now a duo league. And Austin Reeves, when you compare him to LeBron, is much cheaper, younger, healthier. And let's be honest, less maintenance. Here's J.J. Redick on Austin Reeves last night.
That guy is going to show up in the big moments. It's not surprised. He's done that many times in his career. He's done that many times since I've been his coach. Feel very comfortable with him making decisions at late game.
And Austin Reeves scored half of his points against Jaden McDaniels, who's a elite defensive player. So it's been very, very impressive, and it's just opportunities. You know, somebody misses work, somebody misses a game, you step in. But if it was the old owners, the Buss family, I don't think this would be as significant. They love Austin Reeves. They've paid him nothing, and he's very productive. But the new owners look at the world differently. When somebody buys a company, they see the world differently. They don't cling to stuff. Usually they don't want old and higher maintenance. They like young, cheap, healthier, coachable. Austin Reeves is a very attractive player to any new ownership group. That's what I saw last night. And J-Mac, I know how much you love Austin Reeves, but it is interesting. I'm thinking about the new ownership group, how they view him. And it's like cost, dependability, health, maintenance. I mean, there is something about LeBron. The downside to being an older star athlete is you can suck the oxygen out of a room a little bit, yeah. Right? Austin Reeves is like, if it wasn't for the headband, you never pick him up. And that there is something to be said about a new coach, a young player. It's fascinating.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I said this to you on air or off, but I look at Austin Reeves next to Luka Doncic, and I'm like, why can't Austin be Kyrie Irving? Kyrie and Luka went to the NBA Finals 2 years ago. And I'm not saying Austin Reeves is Kyrie Irving, but he can be that type of player.
Okay, but you're missing the big part of that. Why did Luka and Kyrie work? Because they had a long, devastating front line. They're both bad. That's not, oh yeah, that's why.
Well, once you move off LeBron, you bring in Biggs, right?
Well, now, again, Luka and Austin Reeves are not Kyrie and Luka with Dallas's front line and size. Yeah. DeAndre Ayton's a bad defensive player. Yes. Okay, so it works only because of what Dallas can provide in rim protection. Yeah. Having Luka and Austin Reeves is fun. It's not beating the best teams in the West, who mostly all do have rim protection better wings. Again, it's the first week of the NBA season, the first 2 weeks. Nobody's playing defense. It's a lot of fun. You can't overreact.
Yes.
But I guarantee you the new owners, just anybody out there that's ever bought a new business or you're part of a new company, you view it differently than how the old people viewed it. And the Buss family, they felt kind of tied at the hip with LeBron, right? Like they had sacrifices. They brought him in. These new guys are like, hey, we like him. We have no connection to him.
Yeah. I love Austin Reeves. You know, I've been on that bandwagon for a while. Everybody's saying, oh, we could ship him for Giannis. Doesn't seem realistic. Colin, the team I heard last night that is interested in Austin Reeves, keep an eye on the Utah Jazz. Lauri Markkanen is a budding star. He's younger than Reeves. He's a big. I think he had 50 points earlier this week. Was outstanding in the summer.
Markkanen's been a great scorer since he walked into the league. Big guy that can run the floor.
I would keep an eye. You know, you pair a couple Euros, Luka and Lauri Markkanen. I know he's not an awesome defender, but I would just keep an eye on that going forward. Again, I'm not trying to trade Austin Reeves, but I just put that on your radar.
All right. You know, when they were beating the Reds and the Phillies, and they were beating the Brewers, J-Mac, the Dodgers' bats had a way of making teams' pitching staffs and bullpens uncomfortable. That is exactly now what is happening to the Dodgers' bullpen and the Dodgers' starting staff. So here's where we start today. How about Trey? That was unbelievable. The best thing for baseball, honestly, privately, is the Dodgers struggling, being on the brink. Because last year, When they dominated the Yankees in the World Series, a minute later, it's like, the sport's uneven. This is not fair. There's a massive financial gap. It's just not fair. It felt like KD to the Warriors. First year, they go 16-1 in the playoffs. So the Big Ten winning a natty or the Chiefs getting blown out in Super Bowls. Big picture gives everybody else hope. This Dodger team was flawed all season long. We talked about it. They blew 26 saves. Mookie Betts, who had a great September, not hitting now, didn't hit until September. He had an injury or an illness early. He's been off all season. Blake Snell opens the game with a couple of fastballs. Both get jacked out. So from the very beginning, it was the Blue Jays bats making the Dodgers uncomfortable. Blake Snell, after giving up two bombs in the first inning, had to abandon his fastball. So again, what the Dodgers did for three series is what the Jays are doing to the Dodgers now. And Trey Savage, amazing. Another amazing story. This kid wasn't in Major League Baseball when the season started. He was in single-A ball. There used to be low-A, high-A. It's now just single-A ball. It's basically like really slightly better than great high school baseball. You don't stay in a hotel. You have a host family. Last night, struck out 12. Only one Dodger got